This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at our website at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson on every Sunday afternoon between 12 and 4. And right now you're hearing the exclusive content on our Best of podcast. Coming up this week, it really is all about Gregsy at breakfast. What a week for the guys. We are talking diet fry-ups. Now, if like me, you're trying to lose weight for January, it's possibly not the best way forward, but we'll discuss it anyway. We're talking about lost and found property. And the big story of the week is the challenge on breakfast from Joel from the news and Barbara, the oldest listener in town, to get Yaz a date for Valentine's Day. This is all because Yaz and her failure to get on Take Me Out, the dating show that's on ITV. We'll give you the best of that from the last 7 days from Gregsy at breakfast. Let's kick off though. Now, we've all lost something in a hotel room at one point in our lives, or possibly found something. Gregsy and Yaz on the breakfast show during the week, we're talking about lost and found items. Here's what happened.
I read a story this week about some strange items that have been left behind in hotels. They include a hamster. It was found in its cage after his forgetful owner drove home without him. Other strange items that I read about were a life-sized Mr. Blobby costume.
Oh my goodness.
A case full of 100 Duchess of Cambridge masks. And the ashes of one guest's late wife.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh dear. That's horrendous. Well, it's got us thinking on the show this morning about lost and found items. We've all lost something. Brain power, I think, for some of us.
Marbles, yeah.
But we definitely all lost something at some point. Equally, we've all probably found something. Whether it be you found that cash on the streets, did you hand it back? Did you lose a winning lottery ticket? What is your lost and found story? Hello!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Morning, Neil.
How you doing, folks?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, come on, you're not going to get sympathy from us.
That's all right, I'm not expecting it anyhow.
Lost and found, Neil, what have you lost? What have you found?
I found a mountain bike in my back garden.
How did it get there?
I don't know.
See, that's what happens after a drunken night out. You're waking up and you find things in your garden. You don't know why. And what have you found? Now, I've been told we've got to take this this line here. Hello.
Good morning. It's Kath here. The best thing I ever found was 2 tickets for a holiday in Dubai.
Now, could you use them?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, because he took somebody else. The best thing ever I lost.
It's like this song. It's like Beyonce's song.
This is horrific. Can we laugh at this now?
Oh, you can laugh at it now, yes.
So is this your partner at the time?
My husband.
This is your husband at the time, and you found that he'd booked a holiday with someone else, and you found the tickets.
Yes.
But you obviously were supposed to find them, weren't you, really?
I shouldn't have been actually in the cupboard, because it's not a cupboard I tended to go in. So I just thought, oh, nice surprise.
Mm.
No.
So there were tickets for him and his fancy bit. Now, what was the story that he'd spun you then for going away? Where was he going to be?
Well, I never told him that I found them.
What was the lie he told you then?
Yes, he just said he was going away on business.
On business?
So yep, then I thought, fine, paper's in, thank you.
Lucky escape, I think.
Now, yes. How long ago did this happen?
This happened back in 2003.
Right, okay, so
And we've been together for 20 years.
Oh.
has that wound healed now?
Great.
Have you moved on?
I have moved on.
Have you got yourself a new man?
New man, new ring.
Right. Have you been on holiday with your new man?
Oh, definitely.
Do you book all the holidays now?
I book all the holidays now, yes. Yeah. I do everything to make sure that, yes, I know about it.
All right, so you have a nice day.
And yourself now. Bye.
You know, I'm forever losing the sky remote and forever finding 1 pences in my house. And that's really the extent of it, to be honest. The Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson right here. The show's on every Sunday from 12 to 4. And you're listening to the exclusive content in the online podcast. And we mentioned this on the show on Sunday. Yaz is on a healthy eating thing. Now, she delayed the start of her New Year's resolution, and it started on Monday of last week. And here's how she's getting on, not with any help from Gregsy, as it would seem. It was Yaz's diet on day five.
Day five of Yaz's healthy diet. How's it going?
It's going okay, actually. It wasn't too healthy yesterday, but I was still not eating between my meals, which is good. And good. It wasn't too bad. I had cheese.
Now, this started on Monday, folks, because Yaz had set her New Year resolution but had delayed the start time, knowing that she would probably break it within a few days if she did it on the 1st. So you started it on Monday.
Yeah.
And you think it's going well so far?
I think it's going all right, yeah. Okay. I already feel better, and I think I might have lost a little bit of weight.
Ooh, well, that's good. That's good. And have people been trying to, tempt you with any sort of chocolate or anything?
No, just you.
Just me?
Yeah, only you.
I've brought in some bacon, and I've got sausage slice here, and what else have we got here? Oh, look!
Is there enough for two?
Brown, hey, sorry.
Just say, is enough for two?
There's enough for the whole building here. Hash browns, and I'm not bad. Get a couple of. I'm on it. I'm not a bad cook at all, actually.
Oh no, there better be any potato scones on there. That might make me break slightly.
Knowing that they're your favourites, I brought them in as well.
No.
Now I can have this rustled up in the next couple of minutes, and it would be a shame if I had to eat all this on my own. This show's suddenly turning into Saturday Kitchen.
I've already had my cereal. Don't do this to me, please.
This is coming along nice. This is Yaz's little fry-up, a little treat for her because it's day five of her diet here, and I thought you deserved a treat today.
I don't want a treat. I know it's like, you know, some people call this Fat Friday and whatnot, but I'm doing well. 5 days in. I'm not going to break at 5 days.
I think the people in the Northeast want a bit of this morning. Hello?
How are you doing, Gertie?
Not bad. I'm in the middle of cooking here. What's up?
Well, we've noticed that, but... I honestly think you're bullying Yaz.
Bullying Yaz? No, how can I be classed as bullying? I'm offering her food.
You know,
if I was bullying Yaz, I'd be keeping it to myself.
It's victimisation,
I'm
not making Yaz
actually
a victim here. Yaz, I'm actually cooking for Yaz. I very rarely cook for people.
Well, you're maybe doing good cooking, but, you know, the punishment you're giving Yaz there, I think it's terrible.
I know, my mouth is watering, actually. It's not good.
Well,
sorry, would you like a sausage roll here?
Yeah, we need to have one.
You have mine.
I'm in Durno, and you're in Aberdeen.
All the more for me, folks. If you're not eating it and Yaz isn't eating it, then I'm having a rare time this morning.
Yeah, my school kids are now complaining as well.
And do you like a bit of fried bread? Because I've just got some on just now.
You just need soda and potato to go with it.
Oh, no, see if I've got any in my bag here. Give us a minute, I'll rustle some up, pal.
Okay, Gregory.
Good luck to Yaz, and let's hope she does really, really well on the healthy eating diet. I think whatever you want to call it. I think we're all doing that for January, right? Mine's kind of fell a bit by the side this week, but I'm back on it from Monday. Yeah, that's my famous last words. This is Grant with the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen-again. And this was the biggest story on breakfast during the week. Barbara, the oldest listener in town, and Joe from the news got together to get Yaz a date just in time for Valentine's Day. It all started off after Yaz failed to get on the show Take Me Out. You know the dating show, it's on ITV. That one there, she spent a lot of money getting to the auditions and didn't quite make it on. A little bit gutted, Joe and Barbara decided to help Yaz out. Here is the best of what happened this week.
Hello, good morning, it's me.
Hello, good morning, me.
Hello.
No, I'm sitting here and I've been listening to you. Well, I woke up and listening to Yaz and her dates, and I had a big thought that hit me. Now I've had this idea that Gregsy and Joe should set up a dating agency.
A dating agency.
There you are. And then you could get all the pictures of the potentials, you know the men, I mean, on your screen, and you could pick somebody out, and you could get all their information. And then you have to give your information so they know what you look like and what, because they don't know what you look like. You're on the radio.
Yep.
What would you call the dating agency? We need a catchy name for it, Barbara.
It's got to be Joe and Yazing, the three of you, the trio agency. There you are.
Yeah, no, that conjures up something completely different. It would be attracting the wrong kind of suitor, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
So you're thinking that Joe and I could...
You could be the managers.
The managers?
The agency.
Right, that is...
The managers.
So how do we go about setting up our little business here, Barbara? What's the plan? What's the business model?
Well, I have to give all Yaz's information, get it onto your, maybe, what do you call these things, Facebook?
Oh, yes. She's up there with
the little grey mind is really grey, but it's trying to get some colour in it. But no, you've got all the gizmos in that to get it publicised.
Yes.
And we could find, I'm sure you could find Yaz a very nice young gentleman.
Okay, well, I think you could be right. I think it's an idea for now, Barbara. We'll settle on that. We'll work on that idea.
I think Yaz, she's getting disappointed because she's just not finding the right Mr. Right. And I think she might need some help from her friends.
Barbara, it's a great idea. We'll certainly have a wee think about that, Barbara.
All right, my darling.
I could be like, I could do my Cilla Black thing. All right! What's your name? Where'd you come from, Chuck?
Moon. I come from the moon.
You come from the moon?
Yes.
Have you taken your medication today, Barbara?
No, not yet.
Oh, are you sure? Because it sounds like you have. Right. Have a lovely day, Barbara. And it's a great idea.
Darlings. You take care.
Thanks, Barbara.
Good
She's
enough.
The oldest matchmaker in town.
Bye,
bye. Oh, it's the Take Me Out music.
Oh, that music.
Yeah. This is the TV show that Yaz, she tried to, well, she applied to get on, but they didn't use Yaz in the end. So,
no.
So you're not on the telly for the series. Are you going to be able to watch it this weekend?
I don't think so. No, I don't like watching it when I'm not on it.
I watched a little bit of it for the first time last night. It was all right, I thought.
My mum watched it as well. My mum actually watched it for the first time last night.
I thought classier than Blind Date used to be.
Do you think?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
Classier than Blind Date.
Never liked Blind Date.
No. No? Really?
No.
Blind Date, back in his day, got like about 18 million.
With Reminder and stuff. I quite liked Blind Date.
Oh, no. Made me feel embarrassed for them all.
It is a good show. It's a great show. And Yaz had applied for it. She didn't get on it. And, Barbara then phoned us up the other day, and Barbara suggested if Yaz is having to get on the telly to find out, maybe her friends could help her out. So Joe and I have kind of been roped in by Barbara, the oldest listener in town, to get Yaz a man. So this is where we got to the other day. We got Yaz's mum on the phone to maybe explain why Yaz is so unlucky in love. She thinks you've been too fussy and too picky.
Oh, she always has thought that.
And she's has agreed to help us pick a love of your life.
I know.
So what I've been
She's got good
on,
taste, though.
I've been doing a website so that listeners can apply. It's not up and running yet. We'll let you know when that's available. But people can put forward their best side to see if they can be the man for Yaz.
So this is a brainwave of yours, was it, Joe?
Yes. But you will have to get past Yaz's mother.
good luck with
successful.
That one.
Successful.
So there you go, that's the firewall that you've got to break past to get on a date with Yaz, is Yaz's mum. Well, see, I don't think it'd be as difficult as we're making it out, because if Yaz is the one that's fussy and her mum isn't as fussy
well,
as
Yaz. Well, that's true, it's kind of like a reverse.
But you'll be thinking about me, surely.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Which will get you someone that's not squinty.
Squinty teeth.
Or pointy features.
Yeah, pointy features and squinty teeth, lovely.
Yaz's personal criteria, pointy features, squinty teeth.
Yes. Not too muscly.
No, don't like muscles.
it's like the weirdest Goldilocks and the Three Bears story. This is it. As Joe rightfully pointed out the other day, what Yaz is looking for is a goblin. So, are you off to do, instead of doing your job, you're doing a website just now?
I can do both. Right, multitask.
Okay. Off you go then.
I have Yaz's application form.
You do not.
No.
Would you like to know what qualities Yaz looks for?
Oh, yes, I do.
In an ideal man. Okay.
This is months ago, though.
Oh, this is cool.
Oh, hold on. We can get you some music and everything for this. This is the theme tune to Take Me Out. Right.
He would have to have a lot of hair in his head.
Well, not in tub.
I know, that's me out.
Oh, this is like Guess Who? Yeah, you're not.
Right. So, hairy head.
Yeah,
I also
dude,
love
I'll
a guy
hear.
With good banter and who can make me laugh. I don't do cheese, so no cringeworthy chat-up lines.
No, this is cringeworthy.
Okay, listen to my favourite bit. I don't do muscles.
No, I don't like muscles.
Skinny guys are off the menu as well.
Uh-huh.
Right. My last boyfriend was so skinny that if he stood sideways, I'd misplace him. Is that what happened to him? Is he still there somewhere?
Yeah, he's somewhere.
He's still lurking around in here. We've just got him turned the wrong way round.
He's behind the lamp. I like a guy to be taller than me, with good dress sense, prefer dark hair, and for some reason, pointy features.
Yeah, I love pointy features.
Like a goblin. Who is your ideal man, Yaz? Celebrity-wise.
Celebrity-wise, I quite like... what's the guy... Oh, no, do you know what? My mind's
You can say
blank.
It.
I like Noel Gallagher.
Noel Gallagher.
Has he got pointy features?
Yeah, he's kind of pointy.
Pointy nose,
a little bit pointy. But no,
quite
a bit goblin-like.
I quite like a big nose. No, I really do like him.
So you're looking for a non-muscly, non-skinny, goblin-like man...
Dark hair.
With dark hair.
Just taller than Yaz.
He's got very good banter.
Good dress as well.
Yeah. And then if they play the guitar, that's just a little bonus as well. I quite like someone that's... Or the piano.
Piano's all right. Yeah, that's not to be a guitar.
No, can he play a harp? Because we can get Rumpelstiltskin in. He's a bit goblin looking.
Oh. We've been trying to... I've been asking around in the work today, people that know you, Yaz.
Mm.
We asked what your best quality was. And we asked why you think you're still single. Oh, right, first off, I'm going to go with her. This is Yazzie's best quality. It's not looking good. Personality's coming out a lot.
Oh, no.
Good personality.
Good personality.
That's just a nice way to say you're not easy on the eye, isn't it? That's exactly what I...
Well, no one said that. Kind-hearted, again.
Aww.
I mean, it's true. You do have a great personality and you are kind-hearted.
Uh-huh.
What's the one I like here? Somebody was very nice. Yazzie's best quality is her banter, obviously, but her hair is looking hot these days.
That's because it's red. Well, a bit of it is.
Yeah, well, that's very
Some
good.
Some of it is.
There you, and we just heard there another thing a lot of people brought up, your infectious laugh.
Oh, see, I don't like qualities. My laugh. I've been wanting to try and change it for years.
How
I don't know. I'm going to try.
I think it was brilliant.
Maybe I do it for 21 days.
You're going to go for a Santa-like guffaw?
No, I don't quite like that. No, no, no.
Right, let's go. This is the big one. Why do people think Yaz is still single? Okay, here's one. Why still single? She falls in love too quickly.
Is that true, Yaz?
No, I don't. No, it takes me a while.
You've met the wrong guy so far.
That could be true, what's for you won't go by and all that, you know?
Someone here said the answer is to the first one is your heart is your best quality, but it's also the reason why you're still single. Too much heart. I don't know what that means. Is she still single? Because boys in the Northeast obviously have a screw loose.
Have you spoken to just the females in the office?
No, this is the guys are saying, let's have a look, not sure. Does she snore? Was one comment.
I do sometimes, yeah.
Thank you, Andy James, for that one.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah.
Guys, as much as everybody in the office knows Yaz pretty well, I mean, we do know Yaz pretty well. Nobody, let's be honest, nobody knows Yaz better than our mum. Your mum doing just now?
She's working just now.
She's working.
So don't
now.
Even think about it. You were going to phone her, weren't you? No, don't. She's working. You won't get her today.
But Joe, can you work on this, do you think?
Yeah. I think we should definitely phone Yazzie's mum.
Yeah?
You won't get her today.
Who knows better than your own mum which man would be right for you?
You do. I would actually I would trust my mum.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Because you're going to put your trust in her.
Well, we're trying to figure out why Yaz hasn't got a date so far. And Joe and I have taken on Barbara's challenge of trying to get Yaz a date.